Saying, I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What comes to mind for you when you hear, be prepared? If you're like me, and I hear some murmuring, so I think some are, if you're like me, it's the Boy Scout motto. So when I first read Jesus' words, you must be ready, I immediately thought, be prepared. And the Scout motto came to mind, which got me thinking, what do Scouts do to become prepared? Well, in my limited knowledge, since I was not a Boy Scout, I would have to say that they earn badges. That's pretty limited knowledge, I know, but that's what comes to mind for me. They earn badges. And to do that, I would say, they need to study, learn, and practice. Study, learn, and practice. And then they do it again. Study, learn, and practice. They study how things went. They learn from their experience and maybe their mistakes. And they practice some more until their skills become almost second nature. That, I believe, is what Jesus is talking about, too. Be dressed for action, he says, and have your lamps lit. In other words, be prepared. Practice the habits of service. So when the time comes, you'll be ready for action. Don't weigh yourselves down with too many possessions, which will only slow you and distract you. Be ready to act. And have faith. Trust in God's desire and power to give you what you need. Do not be afraid, Jesus assures them, but do prepare yourself and get your priorities in order. When I was working in a corporate job, I participated in company training classes from time to time. I suspect many of you out there have done the same. One of the exercises that evidently made an impression on me, because I still remember it several years later, was one in which we were asked to estimate how much time we spend in a typical work week on various activities. Then we translated the data to a pie chart, which gave us a picture of our priorities. Usually, my coworkers and I discovered that we spent way more time on busy work, tasks that seemed to have more urgency, but in the long run, were really not all that important to the company's more significant goals. I remember doing a similar exercise when I attended a Curcio weekend, a spiritual weekend, and that time we analyzed the time we spent on our paid jobs in comparison to time spent with family and friends, spiritual pursuits, recreation, and rest, Sabbath time. Again, most of us realized that we were not devoting much of our lives to our loved ones or to our relationship with God. With the support of other Christians, we faced the challenge of reordering our priorities, or trying to, at least. By the way, priests can easily fall into that same trap of overworking themselves to the detriment of their relationships, which is why I think it is really great that you as a congregation have allowed and encouraged Jonathan to take a sabbatical this summer, to enjoy some Sabbath time away for rest, refreshment, and renewal. So many things and people clamor for our attention that it's a challenge to pause even briefly and consider just what is really important to us. We scurry from one obligation or urgent task to the next, It's very easy to lose our focus. Today, Jesus reminds us to put first things first, to live lightly on this earth, to sell or give away at least some of our possessions, and to give alms. He wants us to put priority on activities that give life, true life, eternal life. Jesus' call to center or recenter our lives on God may seem nearly impossible in today's busy world, but it is essential if we are to live as Christians. If we don't do it, we will be unprepared to serve God's purpose in our lives. When the call comes, when the opportunity is standing before us, we won't be prepared to care for the poor or to spread the message of the good news. Jesus calls us to a vocation as his disciples. We may have other vocations too, as teachers or insurance agents or bankers or artists or children and parents. But we also have a God-centered vocation as Christians. Our actions in this vocation are to be gospel-centered. Healing, feeding, visiting, working for justice, sharing, welcoming, loving. Being here in community on Sunday mornings is very important, but it is simply a starting place. It is where we gather together to be renewed and to be sent back out of the church building into the world to exercise our vocations. You may remember that several weeks back, I suggested that this season of Pentecost, or ordinary time as it's called, is the time when we learn how to be disciples. When we study the lessons that Jesus taught, and when we practice a God-blessed life. And so we ask ourselves, are we prepared? And if we are not, how do we become prepared or better prepared for this vocation as followers of Jesus? Maybe the Boy Scouts can give us a clue. Study, learn, practice, and work together. Are we as Christians prepared to help people in need? Have we thought about and discussed issues of justice and peace in our nation and throughout the world, and how we might be part of God's solution? Have we examined our own stories of God's actions in our lives and considered how we might share them with others, spreading the good news of the gospel? These are questions that we might address as individuals and together this fall in our small groups at Grace. We'll soon begin looking at resources and inviting you to participate in the conversation. I'm sure many of you who are here participated in the groups last year, and I hope that you and many more of you will consider doing that again this year. We hope some of you will offer to serve as hosts and group leaders, and we want you to bring your life experiences, questions, ideas, and perspectives so that we might share and grow together. So that, like the servants in Jesus' parable today, who stand ready to serve their master, we also might be prepared to work for the reign of God. Let us focus on the things that give us life. true life, so that we may serve all God's beloved children. Let us store our treasure in heaven, so that our hearts may be there also. Let us never lose sight of Jesus' reassurance that it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And let us be prepared to receive it. Amen.